Simpson from Ogallala, Nebraska, COD. I don't know anybody in Ogallala, Nebraska, or in Indianola either.
Jeepers, Bob, maybe it's worth a lot of money.
Well, it better be. It cost me $20.60.
Watch it squirt.
Give me that side of it open, Robbie. There.
See what it is?
Saddle? Now, why in the heck would anybody in Ogallala want to send me a saddle?
Can I have it, Bob?
Are you kidding? What good's a saddle without a horse?
Hey, get back from there.
Pony's a wild animal, you know. He don't know right from wrong. Now, how's he going to tell the difference between that cupcake and your fingers? Hey, Lightning! Like he's breathing. Gone, honey, I've plumb gone forgotten your name.
I never told you. It's Doreen Peters right now.
Well, there's sure nothing wrong in that name.
When I get married, it will be Douglas. Because my boyfriend's name is Chip.
Got yourself a bow, eh? Doggone it, Lightning. Perk up. Perk up. Nobody's gonna ride a pony that looks half dead.
What's your name?
Oh, you just call me George.
Thank you. But where do you live?
Well, now, I live where I am. Right now, I'm here. And I ain't gonna be here long unless some people feel like riding these doggone ponies pretty soon.
I like to ride ponies, except I spend all my money.
Well, now, that's a shame, honey. That's a downright shame. Nothing that'd please old George any better than the seeing you galloping around on old Lightning here. The doggone truth is, me and these three ponies gotta eat somehow.
I only see two ponies.
Well, that's because I got to keep the third one locked up back there. Now, you talk about wild animals. That old cyclone is just plain mean. Doggone near kicked the sides out of his stall. Cut out that doggone butt! Hey, fire-eating hay burner. Too blasted devilish to ever get a saddle on him.
Oh, my goodness, he certainly looks lonesome.
I got it. It's for me.
Hey, Mike, careful of my saddle.
Are you kidding?
Cut out the rough hosing, Mike. You and Chip go upstairs or out in the yard if you want to play.
Play? I darn near broke my neck on that darn saddle.
Well, why don't you watch where you're going?
And Chip, Hello? You take that flea-bitten saddle out in the backyard and don't bring it back.
Oh, lover boy, your sweetheart's on the phone. And she wants to know if you're still planning on meeting her at that pony ride place this afternoon.
Yeah, she's not my sweetheart.
All right, Doreen.
For 3 days I've been stumbling over that Humpty Dumpty sand.
Darn thing. I think I might have broken something.
No, you just bent the horn a little more.
Under the table, over on the couch, on my own bed.
Can I take it down to the pony ride place this afternoon?
Yes, and as far as I'm concerned, you're going to leave it there. If I ever find the guy that sent me that saddle, I'll make him eat it. Stirrups and all. $20.60.
Chip, I've told
Dad,
you...
Dad, why can't I have a pony?
Because, Chip, I've told you time and again that you cannot have a pony if you live in the city.
Why don't we move to the country?
If I don't do a better job than I'm doing on the project I'm working on, we may have to move to the country. A foreign one. See you later.
You both should get your shine up.
Cut it out. Hey, come on there. Cut it out.
Here, are you broken down, worn out?
Oh, where is this saddle? I'm going to know the reason why. Hey, yo, get down.
We had the same trouble with Wonder Boy a couple of years ago.
Cyclone, you're the sorest hunk of crowbait I ever seen.
Of course, Skitty, wouldn't you know, finally threw up his hands in despair, sold the beast to Seneca Farms, and took up golf.
Hey, you snaggletail, hobbled hoop, excuse me, ma'am, glue pot.
I hate golf. But at least it keeps us both outdoors, and that's the important thing, don't you think? I'm looking for something exciting.
A big pardon?
Anvil, a pair of tongs, an old set of bellows, things like that.
Huh?
I am sorry, I should have explained. They're for my husband's office.
His office? Well, I'm not trying to be nosy, ma'am, but what in the world kind of work does he do?
He's in stocks and bonds.
Got it! Got it!
Lopbeard.
Papa moved his way back. It left you in Nebraska for a foundry.
Funny, well, I was telling Tabby. Tab Whitley, I simply got to do something about Skip's offer. I'm sorry, but I just can't bear it any longer, and Bobo agrees with me. Do you like Chinese modern?
Well, ma'am...
Exactly, so I'm going to turn it into a tack room. Got kerosene lighters for vases and for ashtrays. And, horseshoes for coasters. And, of course, wagon wheels for chandeliers. So if you have any old bridles or old branding irons. Oh, and wouldn't a horsepower make a beautiful picture frame?
Well, now, ma'am, I don't think I got what you're looking for. Maybe some farm or riding stable or...
I've been to all of those, look. Horse blankets make wonderful throw rugs. Now, surely you have one of those.
Oh, doggone it, ma'am. I just ain't got nothing here I don't need. Except that fool pony. I'm real sorry.
Maybe you'll stumble onto something exciting, and if you do, please give me a call. Here's my husband's card. Oh, and I think I'd just explode with gratitude if you could find me an old weather-beaten Costco.
The barn? Barnsworth J. Afton.
Just ask for Skip. Well, I'm off again. Wish me luck.
A few years back, a woman talked like that, lock her up.
Joy, come and meet my boyfriend.
Ooh, what have we here?
Well, it's a saddle.
Back there! Cut it out! Turn me good, the horse collar and the picture frame ain't natural.
This is my boyfriend.
Right.
Hey! So this is your sweetheart, eh? By golly, you're a mighty lucky boy at that. Hey, what you got there?
Quarter.
Yeah, looks like you can do business.
I got one, too.
Can I use my own saddle?
Whoa, now them whiz-bangs of mine are mighty particular about the saddles. They gotta have pony saddles.
Well, that's what I got.
You do?
Yeah, see?
Well, I'll be doggone. Hey, you! Doc! Spiteful, that's what it is. Downright spiteful. Come on, Doreen. I'll put you on old Hurricane here, and Chip, I'll get you over there on old Lightning there in a minute.
Hey, Mike, bring the saddle. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, Mike, what are you doing? Thanks very much.
Hey, Mike, that's my saddle. Don't let her get away.
Where's your arm?
Look, I got Bub's money back. That kooky lady gave me $25 for a saddle. How about that?
You sold it?
It's a downright shame. I'd have bought that saddle before it let her have it. What you gonna do with it? Make a table lamp out of it?
No, a footstool.
Turn a good saddle into a footstool. Ain't natural. Dumb little bag of bones. He sure fixed himself up good. He really done it this time.
Maybe he just got tired of being tied up all the time and went to take a little walk.
Walk? Well, that little devil's probably running lickety-split all over town right now. Getting himself in trouble. Wild critter like that, we gotta find him before he hurts somebody.
Where do you think he went?
With him's no telling. He's probably so riled up. He's chased clean back to Ogallala, Nebraska.
Ogallala?
Jeepers, that's where my saddle came from.
Ogallala, that's quite a coincidence.
Come on here, you mental resting nuts and pokes.
It sounds like you're out of gas, George.
Yeah. Well, now... How in the thunder am I going to head off that poor thing before he tears this town wide open?
Hey, the trouble is here, boy, if you drive me in your car, who'll watch the ponies?
They might decide to go for a little walk, too.
You can watch them.
No, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a couple of bucks to stay here and hold down the fort while I take your car.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do it for nothing.
Well, fine. I sure thank you, boy.
Oh, well, watch the brakes. Chip, here. I'd put it to Bub and tell him I sold the saddle.
Doreen, you watch them ponies.
Hey,
Rudy, it isn't going to work. There's no use kidding ourselves. It's not going to work.
You're right. You're absolutely right. There's nothing else to do but to go back and start all over again.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
In spite of the complexities, our problem is relatively a simple one.
I'll be darned.
We've always known that. We're faced with the problem of putting a maximum amount of electronic gear into a limited amount of space.
It just doesn't seem possible.
We can't let that stop us. It just has to be possible. We've got to figure out a way. Now, as long as we get rid of this deadwood we've been working on for 2 weeks, we can approach it from a different angle. What would you say if... Oh, sorry, I didn't know you were thinking.
Rudy, we have been working pretty hard lately, haven't we? But I don't think... This is going to sound a little silly to you, but would you mind telling me what you see outside the window over there?
What?
Just describe to me what you see outside the window.
I don't see anything, except that building.
Well, that's supposed to be there, but nothing else? Well, Rudy, what do you say we use a printed circuit?
What was I supposed to see outside the window?
Nothing. I was just wondering how it got there.
How what got there?
It's not important. Well, I thought I saw a pony saddle out there. What were you saying about trying another approach? You said something about another approach.
Oh, yeah. I think we ought to try a little reorganization of our thoughts. It isn't reasonable for a saddle to go past a window 15 feet off the ground without anything holding it up.
No, it certainly doesn't. As a matter of fact, it's impossible, so why don't we just forget it, Now, if we could think of this in the terms of two separate areas...
In the first place, what would a saddle be doing wandering around without a horse on it?
It was a pony saddle.
A pony? 15 feet tall.
It wasn't on a pony. It was just kind of out there by itself.
Maybe you saw something that looked like a saddle.
Oh, come on now, Rudy. It was just in my imagination, that's all. Fallen over the darn thing so many times these last few days, it's just kind of on my mind. That's what it is.
It's an interesting phenomenon.
Yes, it is. And we better get to work on this interesting phenomenon, or we're going to have the United States Air Force on our necks now. Come on.
Now, if the saddle were...
Rudy, once and for all, there is no saddle and there is no pony. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now...
saying about those two different areas?
What? Oh. I was just saying if we could think of it in those terms, we could put half of the components and... I mean, half of the components in one area and the rest of them in another area.
Thank you. Yes?
Didn't you put my footstool in the car?
Well, yes, ma'am. I put it right on top.
That's what I thought. Well, I've lost it.
No kidding. Well, say, you didn't happen to see a runaway... Oh, there he is!
Hey, you don't happen to have enough...
Catch him! Catch him!
Me?
Well, please, lady, go after him. I gotta stay here.
Lady, hurry!
Hey! Well, George! George! He just went down there!
You let him get away, ma'am.
Pretty good brakes, huh, officer?
Uh-huh. Come on, we better duck you in the backyard.
Here, we got something dangerous here in the back. Everyone out here, stand still. Don't make any noise. Here, officer.
I'll speak to them.
Better talk to them well. Get yourself out of the way there. You got a little wild, poor little pony trap in your backyard.
Well?
Everybody stand back. Somebody's going to get hurt. Keep that doggone gun out of sight.
Well, you better get him out of the backyard before he eats all my good sheets off the line.
Ponies don't eat sheets, Mr. O'Casey. You're thinking of a goat.
Oh.
Hello. Hello. Bill Grubbin's goat was feeling fine. Ate 6 red shirts right off the line. I haven't thought of that in years.
Keep that doggone gun handy.
Oh, hey, Bob, look at me.
Whoa.
Yeah. Rudy, I think I've got something. All along, we've been figuring that the instrument package needed something to hold it up. Some bracing. But look here. Rudy? 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 What are you doing out there? Rudy, what are you doing out there?
14 feet, 9 3/4 inches.
Look, I think I've really got something here.
That's almost 15 feet.
Oh, that's wonderful. Listen, now half of our electronic gear could be fastened down tight, and the other half could be supported by air.
That's a pretty tall pony.
Rudy, I'm not talking about ponies. I've really got something here. Half of the gear will be riding on air, and the other half will be in the riding stable. I mean, the other half will be riding stable. Look, come in here so I can explain it to you, will you?
What?
I said come in here and quit horsing around. I mean, fooling around out there. Come in.
Come on, Jeff, before he ruins the grass.
I've heard of lost dogs traveling hundreds of miles to get back home, but I never...
All those dog stories are a dime a dozen, but you sure don't hear about a pony finding his lost saddle every day. And in our backyard.
Yeah, pretty unusual.
You're darn right. Unusual enough to make the papers.
No, Buffalo Webster, not Buffalo Bill. Cyclone and the saddle used to belong to Buffalo Webster. And my grandfather used to know him. And how come you weren't listening?
Charming, that story. Like a fairy tale.
Well, ma'am, I wouldn't say that. Old Casey there's done some doggone good favors for Buffalo back in them show business days. Now, before old Buffalo died, he probably told his wife, he says, now you take Cyclone's saddle and you send it to old Casey for old time's sake. Something for him to remember him by.
Poignant.
Huh?
I say, how poignant.
No. Ma'am, friendly. Buffalo just want to be friendly.
Ma'am, now about the price of that saddle.
Oh, George, just forget it.
No, I want to pay you for it, ma'am. I'll give you my IOU.
Let's face it, George. Our little experience was well worth the money.
Huh?
Well, I told you when we first met I was looking for something exciting. Oh, wait till I tell Bam. Bambi Wacko? Can't you just see the expression on her face? Bam, and that dreadfully dull story about her pot-bellied stove. Wait till she hears about my footstool.
Footstool. Darn fool woman. Sticking flowers and kerosene lanterns. Light bulbs and wagon wheels. A saddle's a saddle, and it belongs right where it is on a pony's back. Come on, boy. Let's go. I got my business to take care of. A lot of people always have to change something into something when it already is something.
I'll phone your dad and tell him to pick you and Mike up down at the pony ring.
Okay. Hey, Bob, was the pony trying to find the saddle? Or was the saddle trying to find the pony?
I don't know, Chip. It looks to me like it was a little of both.
Okay, so long.
So long.
Now, you're going to have to go to work. Loping you long enough. We're gonna have to make something to eat here now.
Look here, you spammy. You're gonna have to work a perk up.
Thank you.